On the KSRO live line with us is Christopher Hahn. He is a political commentator. He's a Democratic Party activist. He's all over the place. You see him on Fox News, too. Christopher, welcome, and thanks for being here.
Great to be here. Hope you're doing okay.
Doing extremely well, as a matter of fact. Of course, a little tired after staying up late last night to watch the George Stephanopoulos interview with James Comey. It seemed there weren't a whole lot of surprises. There were some colored in lines, I suppose. What did you think?
Well, yeah, same exact thing. You know, look, I am not like the hugest Jim Comey fan. In fact, I think that Jim Comey is as responsible for giving Donald Trump the presidency as anyone or anything. So, you know, I do blame him for that 11-day before the election, you know, act of what I would only consider hubris. Dropping that bomb on the Clinton campaign only to clear it up 5 days later. It really was despicable. If you
well, and since we're talking about that for a minute, Christopher, now last night James Comey talked about the emergence of him as a voice when it comes to the Clinton emails, again, released just days before the election. And he said he did it because he thought she was going to win and he didn't want her to have to deal with it after the fact, to take away some of her credibility.
And that's the problem here, you know, DOJ rules would have prohibited him from even making that decision. So, I mean, there's a lot of blame there to him on the Clinton campaign. But I think what it is going forward, this Comey book, it's very clear to me that this has gotten under Donald Trump's skin.
Yeah.
He's tweeted about it several times. He will continue to lash out as this book tour progresses. We find out new things about Comey. But it is it's going to be an interesting couple of months.
Yeah, there's no question about that for a number of reasons. And I don't know, I guess I shouldn't be surprised at this point, Chris, but, you know, when I heard the tweet from, I think it was Friday morning, from the president about James Comey, and it was this elongated version of a slime ball reference, and I thought, this
right.
is the president of the United States. I'm not used to it yet.
Right. I don't think we're ever going to get used to it.
Well, I hope not.
I think, you know, this is the problem with him, right? He's not acting like the president. He's acting like Donald Trump businessman. I mean, this is the kind of thing we'd always expect from him when he was in the private sector. And he's still behaving that way. And frankly, he hasn't been able to rise above it and act presidential. And I think it's to his detriment and to the nation's detriment. And I think ultimately, if President Trump ever is taken down by this, it will be his own doing.
Yeah, that could very well be. And now with his attorney. Now, there's some back and forth on this issue, Christopher, about Michael Cohen, his attorney, Trump's attorney, his house and his office being raided. A lot of people scared about their own attorney-client privilege if this is going to go forward. And now the court date today to see if Michael Cohen and his folks can do a little bit of editing, you know, what the prosecutors can see or use.
Well, I think the court will appoint a special master to do the editing, but look, attorney-client privilege does not extend when the attorney is part of a greater criminal enterprise, which seems to be what happened here.
And it seems to me that the best outcome for Michael Cohen is, Lee, at the end of this particular line, the best outcome, an early retirement and maybe an eventual big bonus from Trump. What do you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath on the bonus from Trump, but I think he's headed to retirement right now.
Yeah, you can't go through this kind of thing without that kind of outcome. In the meantime, Christopher, oh, by the way, we bombed another country while all this was going on.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, I think that when Syria used chemical weapons, they crossed the line, and I think it's been our policy and the policy of the rest of the world to prohibit the use of chemical weapons, and I think that some action needs to be taken to take place. That said, I think a lot of America is wondering if the president took this action to distract from his own personal problems, and there again, is why Donald Trump is unfit to be president right now.
Yes, well, James Comey certainly agrees with that, at least from a moral standpoint. I was happy to see, Christopher, the inclusion of some of our allies in the Syrian strike. It seems like most of the time that this sort of thing happens, we're all on our own.
Well, yeah, I think the president made a good decision to work with our allies to kind of dissuade many Americans from the position that's a wag the dog situation where the president was just doing something to distract. So, again, I think that you had to take some action in Syria. I'd like to see a broader policy, a broader strategy towards removing Assad and bringing stability to Syria. I'd also like to see the president welcome more refugees from Syria. But there has to be a real plan. And I think ultimately, if we're going to do any further military action in Syria, I believe the president should and must go to Congress to get their support.
Yeah. I think there are a lot of Congress leaders congressional leaders would agree with you. In fact, some have openly stated so as of the weekend and certainly again this morning. And Russia's involvement, where do we stand with the Mueller investigation in your view?
I think we're coming to a head. I think that this situation with Michael Cohen, now it's being reported that he previously denied being in Prague to meet with Russians during the 2016 campaign. Now it's being widely reported that he was, in fact, in Prague and did, in fact, meet with Russians during the 2016 campaign. And I think that is very telling. And if that turns out to be true and the special counsel has real evidence of that, that is a devastating thing because the president, Michael Cohen, were vehemently denying that meeting ever took place.
Yeah.
And now it looks like it may have. And that, you know, that's part of the dossier, which everybody likes to try to say, you know, it's been discredited. But frankly, I haven't seen one thing discredited from that dossier other than this Prague thing, which now looks to be proven. And I got to tell you, I'm wondering what else is true in that dossier.
And is with that in mind, Christopher, Michael Cohen, he's an attorney. Can he be flipped to give testimony about bigger fish, or is that possible under the attorney-client privilege?
Again, the attorney-client privilege does not extend when the attorney was engaged in a political act with the client.
Uh-huh.
So there, it's not an attorney-client privilege situation here. I think the president is confusing the nation as to what that means. I am an attorney, and there are lots of ways to lose attorney-client privilege. If any other person was in the room with the client when the attorney spoke to the client, you
right.
lose privilege right then and there.
Right.
But most importantly, if the attorney is not acting as an attorney, if the attorney is actively engaged in a criminal conspiracy with his client, there is no attorney-client privilege. They are co-conspirators, and their conversations are subject to being reviewed by any law enforcement agency or any other party that is impacted by those conversations.
And it is such a serious subject on so many levels with regard to Michael Cohen and whatever he's involved with. But I have to say, I got a chuckle out of the notion that Stormy Daniels' attorney is suggesting that she may well be in the courtroom today, too, when Michael Cohen comes up before prosecutors. And, of course, there's no real reason for that to happen other than dramatic effect.
Oh, spectacle, baby. It's
yeah.
TV. It's a made-for-TV moment, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Now, let's take the longer view of this entire discussion. Will Trump resign?
I think ultimately Trump will resign, yes. And I don't know that he'll be resigning, at the point of prosecution, but there's going to come a point where the president of the United States, who is, you know, reportedly worth at least $3 billion, is going to say to himself, why do I need this anymore?
Yeah.
And frankly, it's becoming a problem for him, his family, his friends. And maybe, he's going to start to realize that he's in his 70s and he enjoys playing golf and owns some of the best golf courses in the world. Maybe he wants to spend a little time there, while he still can, be a relatively active adult. So I think that the president will resign. I think he will resign sooner than people think. And I don't know that it's going to be because he's prosecuted. I don't think he will ever be impeached, but I do think that he will resign.
And a lot of people have said, really, since day one that he took the president's chair, that be careful what you wish for, because if Trump steps down, Mike Pence steps up. And a lot of people might be unhappier with that outcome.
Yeah. You know what? To quote the great play Hamilton, when all is said and all is done, Mike Pence has beliefs, Donald Trump has none. And frankly, the laws of gravity apply to Mike Pence in a way that do not apply to Donald Trump. And you can't, really, only Trump can do Trump. So if Mike Pence is there, you know, look, I there's many things I disagree with Mike Pence on, many, many, many things. But I don't think we'll be talking about the prostitutes and the porn stars and the Playboy playmates and the scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal when we're talking about Mike Pence.
It will be a different discussion entirely. Christopher, thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the conversation.
Anytime.
That is Christopher Hahn. He's a Democratic Party activist and a Fox News contributor. He does it all.